How can God be both the King of everything and the servant of all? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There's something seemingly contradictory about the names of God in the Bible. Some of them are full of power, eternal King, mighty God, Lord of all. Others reveal deep humility, Lamb of God, the one who died. But these aren't contradictions. They show us what his greatness really looks like. Today's poem, Immortal One, Thou Who Humbly Died by G. Cam Congleton, reflects on the way God's power and sacrifice go hand in hand, and what that means for us who follow him. Today's poem is rooted in some of the names of God we find in Scripture. These names point to both his eternal greatness and his servant-like humility. I just can't get over these opposite, but not, attributes of our unfathomable God. The more I dwell on them, the more I am astounded at the depth of his love. Only a great and immortal God could love so sacrificially, so incorruptibly. Thus, in crafting this poem, I aimed at making the third stanza its focal point, praying that the highest demonstration of God's humility, his love displayed in Jesus' death on the cross, might prompt me to allow him to reveal any selfish pride hiding in my heart. For it is this love that ultimately anchors my faith in the eternal love of God. Holy God, immortal one, mighty, faithful, true, may thy mercy fall on us, O cleanse our hearts anew. Lord of all, eternal King, ever ruling one, may we praise thy righteousness unveiled in Christ the Son. Lamb of God, anointed one, thou who humbly died, may thy bleeding body be the dying of our pride. Son of God, the risen one, perfect, sinless, pure, may our hearts be filled with hope, for thy love endures. Word of God, bright morning star, beginning and the end, may thy joy fill heaven and earth, our King, the great. Amen. Let's dig into this a little bit deeper. The names of God in today's poem reveal the good news of Jesus, how he humbly died for us and then rose again so that our sins could be cleansed and we could share in the joy of his kingdom. Which of the names for God in today's poem sticks out to you today? Why is that? If you want to dig deeper, there's a ton of scripture references that go along with today's poem. You can find all of them in the Unlocked devotion for today. Go to unlocked.org or find it in the Unlocked app. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Timothy 1:17, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Take a closer look at what the Bible says in Philippians 2, 1 through 11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one way we can grow richer together in love is through praying for each other. And if you're going through something that you could use some prayer for, we want to be there for you. So tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu, and we will pray. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If God knows every star by name, how much more does he know and care for you? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Which of the names of God in today's poem sticks out to you? Wait, what's in today's poem sticks out to you? Today. Which of the names for God in today's poem sticks out to you the most? That's not what it says. Which of the names...